We're continuing to look at Acts chapter 19. Today we'll pick up at verses 13 and 14. As we have noted in this set of Acts 19 narratives, Luke gives us a study in the power of Christ's gospel versus the power of Satan in the first century Greece, and for that matter, the world. In Acts 19, 11 through 20, Luke presents us a multi-part story of the battle between Christ and Satan. The first, as we've seen, was Paul's sweat cloths and aprons, which when laid on the sick and demoniac both healed and delivered them. So having told us that story, Luke now tells us another one about some Jewish exorcists. There's no doubt that the previous stories of demons fleeing when Paul's handkerchiefs and aprons were laid on the sufferers is meant to tie in with this next story. As I've mentioned before, these stories are perhaps the strongest of Luke's narratives on spiritual warfare evidenced in Paul's apostolic ministry in Ephesus, a city well known for its indulgence in magic and superstition. So let's begin with verse 13, where Luke says, "Now there were some itinerant Jewish exorcists who tried to invoke the name of the Lord Jesus over those with evil spirits." In the entire New Testament, the word exorcist only appears one time, and that's here in Acts chapter 19. And that's not a description used of Christian ministers, but of these Jewish practitioners. The first question we should probably address is, were Jewish exorcists common in the first century? Well, in a recent article by Rabbi Jeffrey Dennis, he gives us some helpful information. So I'm going to summarize some of his main points about first century Jewish exorcism. First of all, let's talk about historical evidence. The Jewish historian Josephus recounts incidents of possession and exorcism in his Antiquity of the Jews, book 8, verse 42. In his description, exorcism involved burning herbs and immersing the possessed person in water. The Dead Sea Scrolls also contain several incantations and formulas, mostly directed against disease-causing demons. Several of what are described as anti-demonic psalms have been found in these records as well. One section has what are described as four songs for the charming of demons with music. Second of all, the Jewish format. In the first century, exorcisms were often public events that were performed in a synagogue. In any case, a ritual quorum of 10 Jewish men was required for a rabbi to perform this rite. Various techniques were employed, including interviewing the demon and taking a personal history to understand its motivations for controlling a person. According to Rabbi Dennis, the goal of the interview is to eventually learn the name of the evil spirit. The point of this, of course, was to use the demon's own name to overpower it and force it to leave. We might recall that in the case of the Gadarene demoniac in Mark chapter 5, Jesus asked the demon, "What is your name?" And the response was, "My name is Legion, for we are many." Finally, Rabbi Dennis' article, we learned that first century dispossessions were usually liturgical, using protective passages from the Psalms and other sacred texts. We'll come back to this next time on Verse by Verse.